And now an update on an interesting conversation we had earlier this week. We discussed with a parent the decision to skip prenatal testing for Down syndrome. In her case, she felt, the mom we spoke with on Monday, felt that the offering of the medical testing suggested that if Down syndrome was discovered in her fetus, that she would be encouraged to terminate the pregnancy, and that was essentially the motivation behind the testing at all in the medical community. Well, some doctors would disagree with that. Dr. Andrea Price joins us. She's an OBGYN at the Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. Good morning, Dr. Price.
Good morning.
You know, I think we might have left listeners with the impression on Monday that the only reason testing is in there would be to allow couples to abort pregnancies based on conditions like Down syndrome. Is that the context for genetic testing, in your view?
As far as I'm concerned, absolutely not. That is actually, you know, one reason that people may want genetic testing, but it's not at all, you know, the end all and be all.
You can understand the sensitivity of parents with Down syndrome kids, that the obsession with testing and the concern for having a normal outcome, as one of our guests said earlier in the week, you know, makes it seem as though termination is really the outcome that's sort of unstated here. You understand that, don't you?
Right, and I run into this with my patients all the time, and I typically, when I talk about the testing, I take time to educate the patients that what I'm in favor of is diagnosis. Regardless of what the outcome of the testing is, I'm in favor of knowing if a patient has Down syndrome or some other genetic problem of the fetus, because then preparation can ensue for delivery. So from a physician's perspective as well as from a patient's perspective, it's always better to know what's going on with your baby.
And indeed, the responses that we got on our website, the takeaway.org, and people who called in said that whatever they feel about the quality of life of being someone with Down syndrome, as parents, they wanted to be emotionally prepared for the experience by knowing in advance. It wasn't really an issue of termination. Dr. Andrea Price, you know, talk about this question that was raised on Monday, that doctors sometimes give the impression that a failure to be so-called normal is in fact a failure, when from at least the perspective of one of our guests earlier this week, it's a normal part of life that you get surprises.
Right. It, like I said, and it's better to be prepared, because if you would have a special needs child, you would want time to have the right, you know, situation set up. You want time to be educated. You want time to prepare emotionally, prepare, you know, the needs of the household. And as a physician, it may change the route of delivery, because Down's, for example, is often associated with cardiac anomaly. So you may want to deliver in a hospital that has cardiac care. So while as physicians we do sometimes have our individual biases and feelings, we are trained and we should not let our personal feelings one way or the other come into the counseling. So we are to counsel in a non-judgmental way and help guide the patient towards their own decision. But they do need to know all their options before they can make an educated decision as far as how they want to handle their baby.
Yes or no, would you say, without violating any confidentiality, that most of your patients who are advised that they're carrying a Down syndrome decide to terminate?
Well, it wouldn't even necessarily be Down syndrome, but serious anomalies that are associated with, you know, severe outcomes.
Sure, sure.
Almost universally they terminate. The Downs babies, it can go either way.
Go either way. Dr. Andrea Price, OBGYN at Women's Health Alliance of New Jersey. Thanks so much.